With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman swimmers are back home today after a standout showing at the 39th Karifta Aquatic Championships, returning with 49 medals across all disciplines, one of the program's strongest combined performances to date. In the pool, Team Cayman collected 39 medals, added 2 in open water, and secured 8 in artistic swimming. On the official Karifta medal table, Cayman finished 6th overall with 8 gold, 18 silver, and 13 bronze. Siasa Technical Director Jackie Pellerin says that the results reflect both growth and promise for the future.
We made pretty well because we got more medals than last year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And performance-wise was also really interesting because we are renewing with lots of young people and they were swimming pretty well. And actually they are, you know, it's three age group, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15 to 17. And all of them were like in the first age of the age group. So it's mean we have a good future in front of us for next year.
Despite the strong medal haul, Pellerin says there are key areas the program is eager to strengthen, especially as Cayman prepares for its new aquatic center.
We don't have any time to work about relays and stuff like that, and we need to work on that because it's really important. It's double points, and we are present in all relays. Mm-hmm. And that will change when we will get our new aquatic center, which should happen soon. And that will be a game changer for that, for the relays, for the pace, because you cannot really learn how to pace in 25 meters when you swim in 50-meter pool.
Cayman swimmers now turn their attention to the next phase of development, with depth, youth, and a new national facility all pointing towards an even stronger Karifta campaign ahead. In other local sports, Kylan McLean has been crowned the 2026 Cayman Islands National Junior Chess Champion. The John Gray High School standout clinched the national title after edging teammate and former co-champion Des Graham 1.5 to 0.5 in tiebreak playoff action. Sean Tracy, president of the Cayman Islands Chess Federation, says it's a breakthrough moment for the rising star who represented the Cayman Islands at numerous international and regional events last season.
Kylan is one of our most promising junior players. He's a student at John Gray and has been playing chess for about 3 years, I believe, as part of the Chess in Education program delivered by the Cayman Islands Chess Federation in conjunction with the Department of Education Services. The program is taught by National Master Ryan Blackwood, who is the Youth Chess Director for the Federation. And Ryan teaches in numerous government schools, teaching nearly 1,000 students weekly. Kylan is someone who has demonstrated great potential. He was identified as a rising star, and he is now fulfilling that potential. Kylan represented the Cayman Islands as a member of the country's national youth chess team at the FIDE Youth Chess Olympiad in Colombia in 2025 and has a great future ahead of him.
In the U10 division, Mendel Puesner emerged as the new age group national champion, winning his tie breaks against Kays Smith and Shia Keenan. President Tracy told Radio Cayman Sports that CICF Youth Chess Director, National Master Ryan Blackwood, coached and mentored the young players and assembled the National Junior Championships in conjunction with CICF Tournament Director Faid Majid. Cayman Rugby wrapped up an historic weekend at the Tropical Sevens Tournament in Tampa, Florida, one of the premier youth rugby sevens events of the summer. And Radio Cayman's Paula Cal reports history was made.
Cayman fielded its first ever girls team at the tournament, and they didn't just show up. They stormed their way into the final of their division in their debut appearance, only narrowly beaten at the end. A remarkable statement about where this program is heading and how quickly these young athletes are rising. The support around them was just as impressive, with both boys' squads lining the sidelines for the semi-final and final, backing the girls all the way, a real reflection of Cayman Rugby's culture. On the boys' side, it was a valuable learning tour. The under-14s finished the final day with a loss, and a win, showing resilience and finishing strong. The under-16s went loss, win, loss, with that middle performance proving exactly what they're capable of when they settle in. Across all three squads, coaches said the experience didn't just move the program forward, it launched it. With only 4 weeks of preparation, Cayman's young players delivered effort, attitude, and maturity well beyond their years. The girls in particular embraced the sevens cycle, bringing energy and confidence from the opening whistle. Three wins from three on day one set the tone, and their run to the final capped off what coaches called a fantastic tour with plenty learned and plenty to build on. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Paul Akal.
The Tropical Sevens gave Cayman Rugby's women more than match minutes. It gave them belief, chemistry, and a glimpse of what this team can become. Speaking on Radio Cayman Sports Extra, the players and their coach open up about the highs, the challenges, and the moments that defined their tournament run. Women's rugby head coach, Jazz Gray.
I thought they did amazing. I think we went out there with an attitude that this was the first time that Cayman Rugby had put out a girls' sevens team. So we didn't really know what to expect, but we really just went focused on what we could do. We have some amazing athletes, and yeah, I think that was really on display, and everyone else kind of started to notice as well. Not only did they show their athleticism, but we were able to show what we were able to put together within 4 weeks of teaching the girls the game of sevens.
Speaking of 4 weeks, with only 4 weeks of preparation, what impressed you most, you think, about how quickly the girls adapted to sevens?
I think just their grit. Sevens is a very tough and tiring game.
Yeah.
And so just the grit that they went out and played with and the way that they played for each other, I thought was pretty amazing to watch.
Captain Ariana Chin and teammate Bianna Scott opened up about their experience.
It was a really big honor. We were really proud to go out, and we definitely put it all on the pitch trying to prove ourselves and show that Cayman is a place full of great athletes, and I think we definitely did that.
What was that moment like when you all realized we belong here?
I think it was an amazing feeling.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of support that we had and how we had each other's back on the field, it was very amazing. We actually cried in the semifinals, and I think that was a beautiful moment too. Everybody was so happy.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit about the teams you competed against.
They came in really hard. They were ready to come beat us down, but we didn't let them. We definitely are grateful for the training that we had, because that helped us to accomplish and get as far as we did. A lot of them were really great sports as well. Before
That's
the
nice.
Games, we had to pick sides, picked who kicked, and they were all really respectful about it and really friendly on pitch.
Up next for Cayman Rugby is a packed development calendar, a home friendly against a visiting Canadian team, the Fire Group's trip to Miami for additional match experience, and the launch of the Summer Sevens Academy in May. Coaches say the early start to Sevens preparation is a game changer, giving athletes months, not weeks, to build fitness, sharpen skills, and identify fresh talent for the National Sevens program. That's it for Radio Cayman's Local Sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.